You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, getting into the logistics sector now, where Grindrod reported its numbers, but they also have a banking division, and results coming out of that division today showed a 157% jump in earnings in the 6 months to December. And earnings grew despite Grindrod Bank taking a cautious stance to its lending, given the uncertainty in the economy still because of the pandemic. But we've got Andrew Waller, the CEO at Grindrod, to give us some more detail. Andrew, thanks so much for your time. It is good to speak with you again. I just want to focus on the bank for a moment, because last year we saw many banks taking out big provisions to cushion themselves against the blow of the worst case scenario of the pandemic happening. And that didn't really materialize, and we saw a lot of these provisions now being brought back into the income statement, which boosted earnings. Would you say that this is behind the strong gain in your banking division, or are you also reporting that you've managed to clock on new business in the period?
Thanks, Fifi. Yes, thanks for having me. The bank has performed very well. We didn't have quite the same exposure as the other banks. You know, we are fairly niche in our lending, so our COVID-related provision was not nearly of the same extent. So, no, it's not. You can see by the advances that we've made up on the prior year, so some good new business coming through. And then, of course, the deposit base has also increased quite nicely.
Just in terms of those deposits, how would you describe then the health of your clientele, and particularly some of the businesses in the SME sector that I know you're also looking at?
So, Fifi, the majority of our book are small business related. You know, your local retailer who also owns the property that the retailer is in, those types of clients. And we've had them for many, many years. So we know them very well and have watched how they move with the cycles. We think that book is quite strong. The small sector loans, that we don't really do too much in the minor sector, but we do obviously have still a number of EBE accounts, and of course now with ShopRite Checkers coming on board, you'll start to have that clientele of ShopRite Checkers as well.
Yes, I actually wanted to ask that question next about the agreement that you have concluded with ShopRite, just the nature of that agreement and what that will mean for your customers.
So essentially what we're doing is we're providing the banking license and service to ShopRite Checkers. It's a necessary part of the payment cycle. And ShopRite Checkers will, as they are already doing, migrate a lot of their loyal customers across from the loyalty card onto their bank account, essentially with us over the next period.
Yeah, so this is a similar kind of model that Pick n Pay has with TymeBank.
I guess that one is a slightly different one, but similar idea. Yes, you obviously need a qualified bank in order to be able to offer the service.
All right. Just lastly, on the bank's lending activities, and particularly SMEs, because what we did hear from our finance minister recently is the announcement of this bounce back scheme, which many are calling the repackaged version of the loan guarantee scheme that was launched during the pandemic that wasn't very successful. I'm just wondering whether Grindrod Bank will be participating in that scheme in any way, shape or form.
Indeed, Fifi, we've actually appointed an executive at the bank in order to focus our efforts in this area. You've known for some time that we've wanted to extend our area into the SME more. In fact, if you look at our book, and it depends what measure you use to define SME, quite a lot of our lending is down at that end already. But by having a focused exec with the sole responsibility of driving this focus area of the bank, we believe that we'll achieve a lot more than we have in the past.
All right. Are you talking about Zizipho Nyanga?
Indeed.
All right. Yes, congratulations to her. We'll be reaching out to her for a separate interview. But let's bring it back to your results, Andrew. Just at group level, as you have reported this return to profit, boosted by all the activity that you were able to take advantage of from your clients that operate in the mining and agricultural sector. Going forward, what can your shareholders look forward to, and where will growth come from?
Thank you, Fifi. Yeah, it's taken us a while. So So I think the shareholders are very relieved, and of course, they're very proud. You've got to where you've got to. Focus on the strategy, going back to our core, both in the bank and in freight. And we spent a lot of time unpacking today with our results what we believe that the genuine headline earnings of our business is and how we see that going forward. Yes, boosted quite significantly by a lot of the volumes, minerals, and the agri side. And certainly we see that in the first 2 months of this year already looking good again. And, of course, it's being added, helped a lot more by what we're seeing now in the globe at the moment with more demand on minerals, more demand on agri as we go. So I think for us, what we've got to do is keep ahead of our clients' needs, adding more capacity as we see the demand for it and we have the business case for it. So we'll be adding certainly to our Matola terminal. The main port is already complete with most of that expansion, so it's now moving across to the Matola side. We will do more. And then we look forward to the Richards Bay TSP, the transit they're looking to put out. And we think there's great opportunity there. And, of course, at our other ports as those TSPs come through.
All right, Andrew, we'll leave it there for now. So thanks so much for your time. Andrew Waller, the CEO at Grindrod.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.